Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast we like to throw out midweek because we're just nice like that. And you know, we've always got a load of extra news that we just don't get time for in the main show. No. And especially a lot of the last couple of shows because they've been absolutely mega long.
Yeah.
So applauds to anyone who does get into to the end of those episodes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, quite a bit.
They've been quite longer than the usual stuff. But yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Gaz, your host, and I've joined with me as always is Mr. Taylor.
Oh yes,
here in the always. In the Never a Straight Answer bunker.
Yeah.
We just like to say we've got loads of news to get through, so we may as well just dive straight in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in. How's your midweek been so far?
Yeah, all right. You know, working. What else did I do? I didn't really do much. I've been doing quite a bit of research on our next topic.
Oh yeah, this week's topic coming up. Pretty good one coming up.
Very interesting. Yeah. Right, what have you been up to?
Oh, just same old. Yeah. Just fucking plodding along. That's it really. I've been watching the Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh yeah. I like
got into that.
That's
for
a
bit. Yeah, for some reason, I never really give it much time, but then like I've discovered it and started watching it. But I started watching
when did
it
you
from
discover
the beginning.
It?
I knew of it, yeah. I remember the first series coming on.
Yeah.
And I remember watching a few episodes and thought it was all right. But for some reason, I just didn't get on board with it. Well, and then just recently, I think I caught an episode that must have tickled me fancy.
Yeah, watched it and then it
and
started.
Then I've gone, do you know what? I'm going to start that again from the beginning. And yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is. Boyle got me.
Oh, Boyle's brilliant.
Yeah, because as soon as I seen Boyle in this series, it was like, hold on, he was in Paul.
He was one of the agents, weren't he? Yeah.
And he was pretty good then, and I thought he'd be like the same, but he's quite more like Dixie in this programme. I
think again it's some of the second, like the other characters that make me laugh rather than the main characters. But like you say, Boyle's good character.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that.
Sick.
Not really doing much, to be honest, yeah. So what's it? We've got a bit of news to get through.
We are.
We've got a couple of really stupid stories.
We are.
Firstly, I'm going to go into it. Do you know, like, they add new words to the English dictionary every year?
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, it's a combination of different phrases or...
it's a word that gets used
slang.
Most frequent.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If it's been frequently used, it gets kind of brought in.
But then there are the ones that get taken out as well.
Are they? Yeah. So, we'll have to have a look in to see what's actually been taken out, what's not being used. A Scottish insult describing someone as a scrotum is among the latest additions to the Oxford English Dictionary.
What, a scrotum?
Yeah, the term boar bag.
Hey, a ball bag.
Hey, ball bag. Hey, he's a ball bag. Hey, you, ball bag. Yeah, ball bag. Right,
oh, so
which is slang for a ball bag. Yeah, right.
What, ball in the bag?
Which is very close.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just the L's, the W.
Well, they're all the close.
Right,
it's
one of the
650
new words which is being added to the famous compendium. So why is this word so included?
Because it's been more frequently used.
Other inclusions are bam,
bam
pot,
bam, thank you ma'am,
bam stick,
bam stick,
which
never
means someone
stick.
Who's foolish, annoying, or obnoxious.
Oh, got new work on my brother
yeah,
now.
You're a bam stick.
You're a bam stick.
Hey, you're a bam stick.
Yeah,
anything you want? Anything you wanted to discuss in?
Have you heard about this Ghost Cities?
Ghost City. Yeah. No, never heard of it.
Well,
where
apparently.
Is it?
China.
Oh, you mean the one that it was the kind of
a
mirage?
A
yeah,
no.
But is it off the coast? Like,
no, it's actual cities that are empty.
Hmm.
That could fit around about 100 million people.
And then are these empty because of stuff like, because I know there's the Hiroshima site where they can't go in the city and it's a city.
Yeah.
Is it Nagasaki? I can't remember where. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
Where there's an abandoned city, but the radiation levels are too high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what are these ghost cities?
No, there's no radiation or anything in there. They're just
Chernobyl's the same. That you can go on a tour around Chernobyl, but like the radiation's too much.
Yeah, there's people actually who still live there.
I know,
there
they still live there drinking happened. The potato vodka.
Yeah, it's
and it's like if I was to go over and drink it, it'd kill me.
Yeah.
But because they've lived it, they're quite happy to do it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's so, probably where we're going to get the next superhero from.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking vodka, man. Yeah. Drinking potatoes.
Make sure you get your potatoes in, yeah.
So what's this about ghost cities?
Well, there's a theory. It's slowly coming out at the minute. There's a theory, right? There was a list that came out a couple of years ago stating the population of, you know, your country.
Yeah.
Like our country, we're at an extra 5 million over the next 20 years or something. Okay. So, in America, it turns out it was like 350-odd million.
Yeah.
100 million. The report come out saying the status of the future of them, it will be 100 million. So, people got talking about it. Why has it gone so low? Why has it gone for, so 250 million plus... 250 million plus will be disappeared. So where so why are the stats turning around saying that, and why is there
is it because people are like not booming, or it's like, I know we have baby booms and stuff like that, but that's due to war generally and big events
big,
like that.
Big. I think, my personal self, I think if this is true, that it's to do with the volcano.
How do you mean? What do you mean? The volcano
under what you call it? That big one under
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Right. Okay. I so in what respect has it got anything
because
to
if
do
that
with...
goes off, and it keeps saying there's more and more likely, it's getting closer and closer. It keeps getting weirder and weirder. Shit happening. It's getting closer.
But
to
what's
the
this got to do with?
Because where you're going to displace people, if you can't live in a land.
Oh
where
right, yeah. So, but what?
China.
What? So you're gonna move?
It could fit 100 million people. These amount of cities.
Right.
Right. And yet, if it's been reported in written text that if in America, and any other allies, there's something wrong.
Oh right, yeah. Then they can obviously take asylum.
But it's not only that; these cities aren't built like Chinese cities. They're built like slums in America or like Paris.
Well, when were they built?
They've been building them for like, I don't know, for years. But
continuous project that they're doing? They're just building like refugee fucking cities.
Well, they're building the massive cities. Then there's no
explanation
answer from
for it. I'm going to have a look into this because that's a weird one, that man. Because it's like, well, that takes resources.
It's only started to come out.
And then it was like all that sort of the FEMA camps.
Yeah.
When they started to bring it up. And
they're
it was like,
there,
well, yeah,
they?
But it was like,
and
well,
the prisons.
Why are they there? Just in case. It's like, in case of what? And it's like, no one's giving you
pre-plan,
answers.
Pre-plan, mate.
Yeah, but it's like, there's obviously just in case something happens. And it was obviously
before
thinking
they made
something
their
was
first
gonna
move.
Happen, or something being planned on happening.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's obviously summit's being planned for summit that's happening. You know what I mean? So, but pre-planning ain't always that bad. You know what I mean?
Well, best laid plans. I said that in the last episode.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is a best laid plan. Man accidentally shoots himself. Whilst. Throwing his gun at a cockroach trying to kill it.
Why is he throwing a fucking gun at it?
Because he's an absolute idiot. That's all I'll say. The authorities said that the man was taken to local hospital and he's in stable condition following the incident. But it's unclear whether he ended up successfully squashing the cockroach or not.
If he didn't die, he might have got one of them DAR awards.
The one of the Darwin awards. Well, the unarmed 50-year-old man... Oh, the unnamed 50-year-old man told the police in Detroit, Michigan, that he tried to kill the bug on Tuesday morning by throwing a shoe at it, only for it to basically reappear a bit later on. Then he slung his gun at it, and then obviously ricocheted, gone off.
Shot
Chow. After
he didn't win the prize.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Darwin Award winner, potential.
Potential winner, yeah. For the future.
Well, he's one to look out for, isn't he?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Especially if he's got a gun.
Is there anything else you want to discuss?
The Mueller report's coming now. You don't know what
the Mueller report is. This something about? Oh, was this about yogurt?
Yogurt?
Yeah, you know, they Mueller no, yogurt.
Some people might say it's about yogurt.
No, we've talked. Go on. You've actually mentioned the Mueller report before.
Mueller
what
report's
is it?
The one about the Russians colliding with Trump.
Right.
You know the one where
colluding,
this,
not
yeah.
colliding. Yeah,
yeah well, colluding.
Throw a few Russians at Trump.
Yeah, I knew he was awake.
Yeah. So he's colluding. In terms of getting him the election.
Yeah.
So similar to what JFK did. With the mafia.
So he's been the special one that's been put on, and he, as far as it stands, he's not guilty. And neither's his son as well. And his son looked like he was the one who was going to be the one who gets more guilt.
So who's done the inquiry?
Mueller.
Ah, oh, right,
Special,
okay.
Special Agent Mueller.
Right.
He'd done it and now he's sent it in to Congress to go through
and
it.
And no one messes with Mueller. So
Mueller's been in court himself, in Congress himself about warrants.
Why?
Because he's been authorising warrants that... he said this for one person, and actually it was for someone else.
Oh, well, you know, I think there's so much shady shit going on at the White House.
Yeah,
Definitely. You know, I wouldn't put it past...
Well, not so much now, I would say.
Well, not so much now. Well, no. Here's a story for you.
Go on, then.
Jabba the Hutt.
Peter the
Parker.
Oh, my God.
Amongst others, listed as White House interns. Says a US economic report, with other contributors to report, supposed people from Game of Thrones, including Jon Snow, Spider-Man's Aunt May, and John Cleese.
What's Newsline, what's Channel 4 News presenter, what are they on there for?
Who, Jon Snow? No, Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Oh, I always said that. When they say, go on, people going on about Jon Snow, it's like, we've got a news reader here.
Yeah, just because he's got funny socks.
And he's a nice guy.
An
unusual group of interns from Star Wars villain Jabba the Hutt, Spider-Man, Spider-Man's alter ego Peter Parker, have been credited in the President Donald Trump's annual economic report. So why would he put them in? The names are listed as helping with the economic report of the presidential the president, with analysis on the health of the US economy.
Well, let's go through it. Right, well, first off, Peter Parker. Yeah, there's probably a few hundred thousand Peter Parkers out there now. Jabba the Hutt, I've got a bit of a fucking problem on that one. How many Jabba Hutts do you know?
Well, there's a lot of real names.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're going to take the piss and you've got Jon Snow and John Cleese and fucking Aunt May.
Yeah.
Yeah, on there.
Yeah.
Right, then how, you can't take the other names seriously because it's like, then how many of them are made up that are just not funny? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if there's a John fucking...
Takes you off the Sentinel, don't it?
If there's a... Well, what?
Takes you off the Sentinel,
of course
it
does. It's like a double ruse. Yeah. It's like, you know, oh, you've thrown in all these Spider-Man references and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, well, they're blatantly fake. But Jimmy May, sounds plausible.
Some kind of name behind that.
Yeah,
name.
Exactly. This will keep him on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas it's like,
well, oh, we'll call you Jabba Hutt. Why is that? Oh, you're a bit chubby.
Do you think that they'd be giving? Do you know in this economic report? Do you think that? Oh my God. So there were never any cool ones like in a tweet, saying Steve Rogers, Bruce Wayne,
J.R. Hartley.
J.R. Hartley.
Got fishing,
but they were like buried. So obviously they found these. So they don't know why, but they were buried on page 624 of the report. So you know,
say not front page, fucking hell.
Oh wait, so actually no. Going into this now, it says they did include the alter egos of Captain America, which Steve Rogers, and Batman, which is Bruce Wayne, as well as Spider-Man's relative Aunt May and John Cleese.
Oh, they're all right, aren't they?
There's loads of people on this report. So is this people he's saying they paid? Potentially. For something, I don't know.
Potentially, it sounds like a fucking wind-up.
It does sound like a wind-up.
Someone was bored one afternoon, I'd write this shit out. Let's see how many people believe it.
Well, is there anything left that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Italy and China are in talks on planning on bringing back the New Silk Road.
And that's the, not the...
Trade
not, well,
network.
I take it, yeah, I was going to say, well, you're not talking about the dark web,
yeah, no.
Silk Road. You're talking about the trade route.
Yeah, yeah, where we used to get silk from and, like, trade. That was India. The biggest trade, yeah, through India to China. And everyone used to come from all over to go on that road. I mean, even tradesmen and women used to park on the road and trade a lot. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of business. So you might as well bring in the trade. Well, they've been talking about it for a while.
So what was it? Why was it closed? Why was it stopped being used in terms of a legitimate trade route?
It's just over borders, and you know, as centuries go by, like, oh, that's mine. That's mine. You ain't coming across here without a passport or a visa or something.
So now,
you know, it's always the same thing of like it trespass.
So when are the plans kicking in for that?
Well, they're just in talks now. They've been talking about it for a while. I heard it a couple of years ago that they was looking into it. So it sounds like it's going a bit further than it was planned up to now. So
well, all that's going to do is achieve a bit more prosperity
for the east, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good on them. Yeah, we'll see what happens there, and hopefully we'll have a bit more information on that coming up in the future.
Yeah.
Got a couple more stories. I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about.
No, go for it.
We've got one here of a sex worker video going viral.
Oh,
yeah. And it's a bit disgusting, this, but basically this girl, a Twitter user, it goes by the name of Grimiest, and I've got to say she is.
Yeah.
She calls herself Grimy. She's uploaded a shocking video of her licking a toilet seat on an aeroplane. Yeah,
nasty
flying
girl
to Barcelona in Spain. They captured the footage I've licked a lot of toilet seats in my day, but this was the first one that made my tongue go numb.
Followed by a
series of emojis. The video went viral on Twitter. It's disgusting. The video shot through a Snapchat filter shows Grimy, and she can be seen basically licking the toilet seat and maintaining eye contact the entire time. It's absolutely gross.
She's a professional, isn't she?
Well, it's weird. It's like how the fuck
shit, man.
It's numb because it can you've just contracted 12,000 fucking
poo samples.
Yeah, once.
You wouldn't want to blow it, would you? Off that fucking hell after that.
That was a Twitter user who said that. He says this is dumb. It's because you've just it's numb and because you've just fucking contracted 12,000. Diseases at once.
Yeah.
Another added, this very melt world might be the worst thing I've ever laid my eyes upon. So yeah, I agree totally.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I mean, we're talking about it, but I'm gonna say why, right? Because I think the fact that people can get fame from doing something like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I totally agree.
So it's like, why would that go viral? Like,
because people getting brought up to be go for the stars, go for
it's crazy though, because you do something good and put it on the web and it's really hard to get it to go viral, but you do something disgusting, bang, it gets shock value.
It's the Chinese whisper thing.
I think like in the future people should just kind of like not give it traction.
But that's the thing. It's the same as if you're driving down the road.
Fucking hypocritical. I'm a hypocrite here. But at the end of the day, it's like we're talking about it. But
yeah,
it's one of those things.
But it's that fascination. Like you drive down the road, you see an accident, you slow down to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of them that, like, it's our fascination.
You get the looky-loos, a bit of looky-loo.
Yeah. We're just nosy bastards, that's what
it
is.
That's true, it's human curiosity, isn't it? Yeah. Well, this is the last story, you know, and it's not, it's a bit, well, a bit more of a lighter note.
I'll tell you what I did get.
Oh, go on.
I surprised, actually, as I was, because we were talking about it, this subject, JFK, last week, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, well, over the Saturday.
Yeah, so, I haven't been looking at anything on JFK, but all of a sudden JFK things were just boing, 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 boing,
popping up on,
yeah, popping up on all
well,
this shit.
Well, that happens because, like,
it just proves how much they're listening to you.
As bastards. Well, though, I mean, whenever I search a topic, because obviously, like, I'll be going on YouTube or whatever, and that'll be, which is virtually all in my feed.
And
then as soon as I move on to different searches,
yeah,
I tend to start getting those or a mix. So, you know, this is it, you know, when you've been on a binge watch of epic fails, when that's all that's in your feed.
Yeah,
you know what
I've got
I mean?
Loads.
But I do agree with a lot of YouTubers who were saying that their videos, of especially conspiracy theorists, who aren't being shown up in people's recommended anymore, and the videos that are being shown up in recommends are generally
from the
big boys, from the BBC, from like CNN. Fox, do you know what I mean? So, you know, it's like if you should go out and subscribe to your favourite content, because, especially if it's alternate news, because
you'll get more truth out of that than you will.
No, because it's like, in terms of getting notifications and stuff about getting new content, it doesn't always show up, or you don't always get notifications, so if you subscribe or visit the channels or visit the
so it's your job to actually go and find it.
Or whatever. You've got to go actually find it. Yeah, exactly. So.
You've got to work more because the powers that be don't like the way that things are going, and they're trying to take control back on how everything works.
Well, no one's listening to the traditional media anymore. They're going out and
finding
alternative.
This is why they're trying to change it back.
And that's why all that fake news sort of thing came out. And I mean, to an extent, some of it might have been true. Some of it might not have been.
Why do you think they haven't stopped papers? They don't need papers anymore. Why do you think they haven't stopped it? It's because they're trying to bring them back. And at one point or another, they're going to do something that will make people go back to the papers.
Well, how are they going to do that? Get rid of internet
They're going to take more control of the internet. And as the control of the internet gets more prominent, the papers are still there, and more people will move back
to
the
papers.
Well, that's
where you're going to get your news from,
They're feeding it back to kick... Basically, they're kicking... Or they kick shitload more at you, and all bullshit, to make you turn away. Like Brexit. Sick of hearing about fucking Brexit, this Brexit, that.
I know, you're just making a decision either way. You just go, oh, fuck it, stay.
But
oh,
that's hiding all the other stuff that's going on around it. You know, definitely. People on the streets, people dying, people, hospital, NHS, you know, all that.
Yeah.
So it's cash 22 at one point.
Well, that's
at some
it, isn't it? It's fucking hard. We live in a very difficult world at the moment.
Yeah.
These kids are doing something a bit funky, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a New Jersey high school. Usually they get to do a school play every year or whatever, and this year they're doing the movie Alien their spring play, which it's gone kind of like into the spotlight at the moment.
Students
and teachers in New Jersey, basically a school in New Jersey is staging a play adaptation on Ridley Scott's classic science fiction film Alien.
She'll get some tickets.
Well, I don't know. I think it's already been. Has it been already been on? But it's been, been rave reviews.
Oh, right.
The North, the Bergen High School Drama Club staged the play on the 19th to the 22nd, so the last week. One of the school students posted some of the details on Reddit. And it's been noticed to basically follow the plot to the film, with a few scenes added to kill time.
Yeah.
And a few different scene changes. But pretty much it's been received really well. So, yeah. And that's cool, though, because it's like, I like the fact that they've gone and thought, oh, do you know what? When you're doing these plays and stuff, I remember it was like you got the choice of what Joseph...
yeah,
whatever.
And his dream coat.
whatever the situation was, it was like a handful. And yeah. then like, but now it's like you can take it out of the box and go, right, now I want to do Alien or a fucking sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, but that's only going to be like when we get old and we're being thrown into a whole old people's home or a jail or something. And we're sat there going, yeah, I want to listen to Tupac. I want to listen to Biggie Smalls.
And you're sat there.
I
want to
slam my bitch up with
you're
the prodigy.
You're in the corner there rapping it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, well.
Figure that in the future, that's going to be fucking funny as fuck, man. Like, what do you think old people are funny now? Wait until fucking.
I always thought that with styles, though. I thought, you know, like with the what people wear now. And it's yeah. like, you know, how old people dressed back in the day
yeah,
to how
yeah,
they
yeah.
dress now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all show tracksuits and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's funny, man.
Well, that's I think funny. That just about wraps it up for this episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra. If there's anything you want to talk to us about, if you want to get in touch, you can get us on email at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on at Twitter at NASA_never.
Yeah.
Get us on Instagram at neverstraightanswer. If you want to support us, you can get on Patreon and donate a quid. Just chuck in a quid, whatever you
Dollar,
want.
Frank.
Fucking rupee.
Even a chip.
Yeah. Bitcoins.
Yeah, Bitcoin. That's a good idea.
Then it all goes into making us making the show a bit better and you know,
getting
supporting us that way. You can go on, if you want to get yourself a bit of merch or something, you can go on Dizzy Jam and find us on
there.
And if you want to subscribe to us, you can get us on all the major platforms, from Anchor to Google to Castbox and Heart Radio.
Yeah.
Tuning Radio.
Yeah.
Basically, anywhere you get your podcast from,
Even
you can
Facebook
find us.
Now.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. If you want to join our community on Facebook, join the group there. We've got a page if you want to search us. YouTube, wherever.
Yeah.
You just Google us and you're pretty sure you'll find us.
Yeah.
So that's it. I think that's pretty much it for this episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And we'll catch you next week.
We sure will.
Peace out.
Did you hit my lightning?
I did, sorry.
You little fucker.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.